This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTALI. I'm not going to do my whole show in my mask because luckily there's nobody else around. Usually whenever I do go on air, many people kind of flee. That's just the effect I have on people. But I'm wearing the mask because there's a couple things I need to kind of demonstrate for you all. And what I've done is I've eaten a bunch of chocolate. I went to the store and they had this Elat chocolate from Elat Israel, and it's like really, well, no, it's not from Elat Israel, but it looks like it's from Elat Israel, but anyway, it's Israeli chocolate, and it's really, really good, okay, and it's not too sweet, and I had a bunch of that, and every time I eat chocolate, my breath rate goes up. And I think it's because my body's trying to get, you know, release the carbon dioxide. And I don't know, every time I eat carbs and a lot of them, then I had a half a candy bar this morning. I was like, it's all about, you know, I just needed it, you know, a lot going on. I needed that energy. And I put on the mask. Now, this mask is not one of these that I usually wear, these medical masks. This is a very thin, kind of silky, it's really comfortable and pretty. And I've already noticed within the first 5 minutes, and I ate the candy bar about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. Maybe it's still on my mouth. Maybe I'm still eating it. I noticed that I start to get a little short of breath. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because as much as I am for barriers and, you know, trying to get rid of this COVID as quickly as possible and try to, you know, unite with other medical professionals and unite with what the CDC wants or the World Health Organization wants or whoever of the day is now mandating masks, I wanted to kind of bring up that there's no way for you to tell if somebody is lying or telling the truth right out the gate when it comes to a mask. Now, I work out. I'm not in the best shape, but used to be in better shape, but I work out. Pretty healthy person. It's about 100-some degrees outside, and my studio is probably about 80-something because the air conditioning, I left the air, I don't know, maybe I was saving money, but the air conditioning was not on the night before. Maybe it was an outage. And I'm already feeling a little short of breath. Now, is it anxiety about it? No, I've worn masks this whole time. I've worn this mask. This has been my mask now for the last 2 months. But for me, every time I eat carbs or chocolate, I get a little short of breath. So when I hear patients calling saying, I got to get out of the mask exemption, or in the last 48 hours, many people where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so I live in Southern Nevada, people saying, I can't wear the mask, I need a card, I need something so I don't have to wear a mask, the panic starts to ensue. And you have, I think, people trying to get out of a mandate. And the psychology behind any mandate is, even though a lot of us were completely fine with masks, I've been wearing masks most of my medical career. Masks are a piece of cake for me. Once you tell somebody they have to do it, now all of a sudden it's not that comfortable. Now, I don't know if you watch me breathe, but when I breathe, my mouth all the way down there. I got like a big nose, okay? So here's my nose. Here's my mouth. Okay, this is already starting to get wet. So in medicine, as soon as you have something that gets wet, it has to be thrown out or discarded because it's not effective. So I've been wearing my mask now for approximately 7.5 minutes. It's done. Now that it's wet, the barriers are broken down, it's not as good a barrier, I need a new mask. So when people get very, very grumpy about the mask mandate, and, you know, doctors and their opinions on it. Most of us doctors are on the same page in terms of it's a barrier, right? We've talked about that. But we also say it's got to be clean. And if you're going to do the mask thing, you got to do it right. But that's not the big issue of the day. Big issue of the day is what happens if you're a business owner and people come in and they don't wear a mask. Now, you have been told that you could get fined, that you could be in a poop load of trouble if you don't follow the governor's mandate. And many states have mask mandates. California, Washington, I believe certain counties in Florida. So if you're a business and somebody walks in and says, I'm not going to wear a mask, all right, and you're like, why? And they go, well, I have, anxiety. Okay, you know how like people with glaucoma in marijuana, like, yeah, I use marijuana because I have glaucoma. You're like, really? You really have glaucoma? If that person tells you they have anxiety, believe them. If somebody walks in and says, yeah, I have allergies and I can't wear the mask. And you're like, that makes no sense. Believe them. We've talked about the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and we're being told that there really hasn't been any guidance on who sues who when somebody has a refusal of service. We haven't heard from the ACLU on this, I don't believe. We haven't heard, you know, any sort of guidance from the ADA, which means if you refuse service to somebody in the name of the mask mandate, you could unfortunately be liable for ADA violations. Now, we were told that there was a case where the lawyer was able to supersede the Americans with Disabilities Act in the name of public health. So on one end, we're told that the ADA is underneath public health. If there's a public health issue, you're allowed to do what you need to do. However, it's all up to the attorneys. And whoever has a better attorney wins. So if you're a business owner, you're an employer, you're a manager, then you have somebody that says, look, I can't wear a mask, they're a customer. You could be in a crap load of trouble either way. And I can't advise you because I'm not an attorney and I'm not a state official. But I think we need immediately, out of all these states, from all these governors or state officials, some guidance. They've said if somebody has a medical condition, they don't have to wear a mask. So what do you think is happening right now? I have people say, sorry, I have a medical condition. And then if you say, well, now we're not talking employees. Employees can get a note from their doctor. We're talking about customers. So then if a customer says they have a medical condition and you ask, what is it? You're violating their rights. You aren't allowed to ask what their personal issue is. They could have super gonorrhea. So this mask mandate we have might be a good thing, you know, in the fight against COVID. And maybe a lot of healthcare professionals are happy about that. But I think we need some logistics and some guidance for business owners, because there's a lot of people out there trying to get out of the masks. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dr. Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I'm not here to, you know, uncover conspiracies or big things going on. Most of what I talk about is really common sense. Most of what I talk about, you guys already know, is going on. But unfortunately, I like to extend the conversation a little bit more because a lot of times when things are going on and happening, it's because there's bigger problems underneath. We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. So as I see patients on telemedicine, they'll call saying that a coworker was exposed, you know, to COVID. And they were told by their boss to get checked, and they're off work. All right. Sounds like everything is going to plan. That's what needs to be done. Okay. You see, everybody kind of agree with that. Absolutely. All right. Somebody at work tests positive for COVID. You need to let the contacts know. You need to let everybody know. Have them in isolation so they don't, you know, infect customers and other coworkers. They get tested, and then they can come back to work. It sounds easy. It sounds wonderful. Well, to the business owner, it is one of the biggest nightmares out there. And whenever something is a pain in the butt, or something could possibly hurt someone's bottom line, bad things happen. So now I'm hearing a little bit of a different scenario. It's not as Disneyland, you know, and all perfect. What I'm hearing, employee calls up and say, I've been exposed to COVID. So I'm like, okay, give me the day of the exposure. You know, well, we don't know. Apparently, an announcement wasn't made. And I heard from a friend of a friend that we had a coworker positive for COVID. And when I went to my manager, they said, yeah, we think so. So then they call a little panicked. Well, I'm like, okay, well, look, so your 14-day isolation has to start from the day of first exposure. Do you know where the person was? No, they wouldn't tell you. And understandable, there's HIPAA. I mean, you know, in this day and age, you know, if you get COVID, you don't know if you want the world knowing because you don't know who's going to, you know, throw you on a train and send you to a camp. I'm sorry, I know I'm being overly dramatic about that, but we got some strange things going on in the world right now, okay? So they don't know when their exposure was. They don't know then how long they could have exposed others. So all I'm able to do at this point is tell them, okay, we got to get you set up for a test, and then you just stay in isolation. I got another call from somebody who had said that they were friends with the manager. And the manager pulled them aside and said, look, I'm not supposed to tell anybody, but one of the other employees has COVID. So you might want to go and get checked. And like, why isn't this on the loudspeaker? Why aren't you telling all the employers? Management doesn't want me to. So why are these managers being, you know, stupid? Well, the reason why is because if you have 10 people on staff, then you have to announce at that department store or that grocery store or at that medical office that there was an exposure. That whole room has to clear out. That whole room has to go home. They have to go and get tested, and they have to do their quarantine. So the average business owner who finally got to open up, and I'm not saying this in defense, but you guys kind of need to realize how this all comes to play. So the average business owner that barely made it on fumes until they could open up after the lockdown, finally opens up. Is finally able to be open for business. We're going probably past what the PPE covered. They have rent coming up July 1. They have lost out on Mother's Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. These were certain weekends where they knew they were going to make money. They got 4th of July weekend coming up. And then they hear that they might have to clear out all their staff and close down because somebody was exposed to COVID. Some of these employers are probably going, you know what? Let's just talk to the people that were next to those other employees. Now, what are employers supposed to do? Well, employers are supposed to go by the book. They're supposed to go by the CDC. Now, the CDC doesn't lay out how far the exposure had to have been in terms of distance. So let's say you work at a department store and you're in electronics, and that COVID employee worked in bakery. There's no guidance on if you were, you know, hundreds of feet away, if you still need to quarantine because you don't know if you guys shared break room. You don't know if you shared the bathroom. When you clock in, everybody touches the time card. You're only supposed to touch your own time card, but everybody always puts their hands all over the time. I used to do that too. Go, no, guys, wait till that's the 7-minute mark because then you get another 15 minutes. So everybody's touching, which means if you work in electronics and somebody's in bakery or pharmacy and they have COVID, technically you're supposed to quarantine too. So now the realisticness, the reality, you know, of the all these, you know, guidelines starts to almost make running a business impossible. And we have a public health crisis. So you have employers now going, wait a second, I can't close down. There's a chance that every customer in here had COVID. So what, we're going to close down every 14 days? And again, there's no guidance. We have this mask mandate. We have, you know, we have these, you know, rules of you got to be 6 feet. There are these random arbitrary rules that we're pulling out of our retroperitoneums to look like we're trying to stop an infectious disease. And then you tell an employer that if they have an employee with COVID, everybody has to be quarantined. Yet, okay, but you have customers coming in. So, you know, haven't we been exposed to COVID then every day? What do you do? So, I think the moral to all this is if we're going to be half-assed, then we're halfway. Okay, and then just admit it and, you know, loosen up then on the rules. Or if we're going to do it right, then we do it right. Well, we tried to do it right. We tried to do the lockdown, and it didn't work. I'm not. I know a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, it did work because we had less lives lost. I don't know. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. What I'm saying is the lockdown didn't work because we didn't really officially lock down. We still got to go to the store. We still got to go get gas. We still had essential workers. We still had to, you know, we were still running around. I mean, I'm in media and, you know, it's an essential business and I'm a physician and all that. But, I mean, I was busier than I ever was during a lockdown. So our lockdown wasn't really a lockdown. So when people say, well, let's go back to lockdown, I'm like, that really, no, all that did was allow a bunch of us to sit home and watch Netflix. That really didn't, you know, solve the problem that we needed because we still had millions of people out there needing to work. Because a lockdown only works when you can order pizza, when you can order, you know, when you can go to the grocery store. So if we're going to have employers that don't know what to do in terms of closing down, and if you have employees that are being told under, you know, slyly, you know what, you might want to go get checked because there was an employee that had it. This obviously shows that we have a much bigger mess than we know. And so what I kind of recommend is there being, in fact, it's very interesting because doctors originally, and they're still being faulted, these hospitals are still being faulted. Doctors were originally still working when they had COVID. Because hospitals, and I believe this happened in New York, said, look, we don't have any other healthcare professionals. So if you were exposed but not sick, we still need all hands on deck. Now, hospitals seem to be the most realistic sort of, you know, if you want to look at how something kind of happens in real life, a lot of times you look at hospitals because they're the ones that, you know, they aren't as politically correct as everybody else because, you know, they need to know, you know, do you have an ovary or do you have a testicle? You know, we'll identify you however you want, but I need to know if you have an ovary because if you're having abdominal pain, I need to know if it's that. You know, I need to know if you could be pregnant. I need to know if, you know, you have, you know, if you have an infectious disease, we're going to isolate you. We're going to segregate you. You are going to be separated from others. You're going to be treated differently. And I'm not saying it's right. It's just in medical scenarios don't really, they go back to basic biology. So when in hospital settings, you're like, look, we need all hands on deck. So if you've been exposed, we can't afford to have everybody gone for 14 days. And you would think, yeah, but that's the hospital. And then they could be exposing others because technically asymptomatic people could expose. Hospitals had to run, which means if our economy needs to run, we are going to have to decide if, you know what, if a customer was exposed or if an employee was exposed, are we going to shut down or are we going to keep moving? And thank God those hospitals kept moving. They did send people home who were sick. But I think a lot of people, and I've been told by a lot of people, they just, you know, kept it to themselves so they could still work and take care of patients. Did they cause more COVID cases? We'll never know. So it's going to take us to decide, are we going to just keep closing down every 14 days? Or do we allow our businesses to just stay open? 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 face masks. masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that we, when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a request by Texas Democrats to allow all of the state's 16 million registered voters to vote by mail during the coronavirus pandemic. The denial is not the end of the ongoing battle over mail-in voting in Texas, but it remains a loss for Democrats who made the emergency ruling request while the original case is tied up in the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Justice Sonia Sotomayor urged the lower court to consider the case well in advance of the November election. Voting by mail in Texas is generally limited to those 65 or older, or those with a sickness or physical condition that prevents voting in person. The Trump administration moved forward with a policy offering public schools across the U.S. to share coronavirus relief funding with private schools at a higher rate than federal law typically requires. Under a new rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, school districts are ordered to set aside a larger portion of their aid for private schools using a formula based on the total number of private schools in the district. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. They say Japan has some suspicions about the health of Kim Jong-un and his, quote, very strange movements after months. Remember, rumors had surfaced about a month or two ago that Kim Jong-un was dead. And then all of a sudden we saw him running around but without a mask. He was pictured on May 1st at a fertilizer plant without a mask, nobody else in masks, even though that was kind of what was going on at the time. So people thought that might have been an old picture. Well, Japan now has some suspicions about the health of the dictator. And Defense Minister Taro Kono revealed his country's concerns at a press conference on Thursday. That was the 70th anniversary to the start of the Korean War. Kim Jong-un was not seen for nearly 3 weeks in April. There were reports that he had actually died or was gravely ill following heart surgery. Remember, there was a discussion of how Korean doctors had tried to save him They had to do CPR after a botched, I don't want to say botched, after a cardiac stent procedure. And he's young. I think he's only 30-something. I forget how old he is. Well, Mr. Kono from Japan says we have some suspicions about his health. He said there have been some very strange movements in North Korea, which were because Kim is trying not to get infected. He added the virus is spreading around the country. Now, remember North Korea said that they don't have one single case? Yeah. Hawaii, meanwhile, has cases. Hawaii has gone on shutdown. But Korea, North Korea, who is there in, you know, right there in Asia, where this all began, no cases. So, kind of confusing. Mr. Kono refused to elaborate on what could be wrong with Kim Jong-un and simply said, I'm not allowed to discuss intelligence issues. Okay, this always kind of confuses me. It's either a secret or it's not a secret. So what we get from intelligence sources is, all right, you know what? There's going to be an attack. Okay, so like, all right, okay, there's going to be an attack. All right, I got my pencil, I got my paper out. All right, I'm ready to jot down information. When, where, how, who? We can't tell you. Well, you told me there's going to be an attack. So you're telling us for a reason, because you want us to prepare, you want us to... that's all I'm allowed to say. That doesn't help, okay? Why are you telling us? Is it because we're supposed to get scared? What? So same thing. This piece of information of, yep, he's, something's wrong, can't say what or why, now what do we do? He does say that U.S., Japan, and other countries have been sharing intelligence about him. And they think that the dictator has used a body double and that he still is dead, or he had died. May he rest in peace. I don't care who you are, I'll still always say rest in peace. And, except for Hitler, you're right. And then I want him to burn in hell. So when it comes to the dictator using a possible body double, and the guy did look different. I mean, he did. I was looking at those pictures, but then again, it also could have been an old picture. Apparently, he was at this ribbon-cutting ceremony at a fertilizer plant. And then on April 15th, he missed Day of the Sun celebration. That was honoring his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. Founder of North Korea, and his father Kim Jong-il. So his absence was very, very odd. Plus, he has an indulgent diet. He smokes. He had been known to have a heart procedure and a heart condition. But earlier this week, North Korea suspended its plans for more military action against the South. And the decision was taken at a meeting of the country's Central Military Commission, which was chaired by Kim. Now, we see his sister a lot. His sister, Kim Yo-jung, threatened unspecified military action shortly after she gave the order to blow up the joint liaison office. So, the younger sister has repeatedly warned South Korea to stop sending propaganda leaflets across the border. Then, they gave the order to destroy the office. She also threatened to send 12 million North Korea leaflets to the South and to deploy troops to the demilitarized zone. So, people are kind of concerned that who takes over for Kim Jong-un is going to be his younger sister. And from what we understand, the younger sister is definitely aggressive. So, for those people that go, well, do we really care? I do. I think it's kind of important to know what's going on. Meanwhile, yesterday marked the 70th anniversary of the start of the North Korean War, or of the Korean War. There were commemorations. South Korea issued a joint statement with the United States. Yet South Korea had fought alongside the United States during the 1950-53 war. It had been triggered by a surprise North Korean invasion. So, U.S. still has about 28,000 soldiers in South Korea. According to Daily Mail, North Korea views that as a military threat. So, it's kind of a very, very heated, tense area right now. And without knowing if their leader is alive and who's actually, you know, working the strings, could be very, very concerning. Especially since you have a country that wants to distract. And they want time, and they're trying to buy time. So whenever I see that we don't really have a lot of facts coming out, my guess is we're being distracted. Or, like with Donald Trump, whenever you get too many facts, where you get tweets every few hours about something that just makes the media go crazy, I also think that's a distraction. So, you know, I don't like to be played. I don't like to be, you know, distracted and oh, look over here while I do this. And I understand sometimes that's the only way, you know, Donald Trump and, you know, the Washington administration could get stuff done with everybody all up in their business, but it still just doesn't sit right with a lot of us, especially with what's going on with North Korea. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Sweden's virus expert, Anders Tegnell, said the world, quote, went mad with lockdowns. And he hit out at the World Health Organization after the World Health Organization said that Sweden was being seen as a, quote, dangerous resurgence. And so Sweden is kind of upset that the World Health Organization was totally misinterpreting the data. So America's not the only one ticked off at the World Health Organization. So Anders Tegnell had advised Sweden to avoid full lockdown in favor of a herd immunity strategy, meaning what they wanted was if everybody got it and, you know, had antibodies, then eventually it would go away on its own. Herd immunity. Now, sometimes we use vaccines to cause herd immunity, and other times we do things like, you know, chickenpox or whatever. We don't do chickenpox parties anymore, but some people try. World leaders caved to political pressure amid the panic, and then you saw country after country close down. Sweden has 68,000 cases and 5,200 deaths, more than their other Nordic neighbors, but their economy is intact and actually had slight growth. So he hit out at the World Health Organization after placing Sweden on a list of 11 countries seeing a dangerous resurgence of the virus. So he basically wants the World Health Organization to shut the heck up and to quit misinterpreting the data. He said a surge in cases over the last week was because they did more testing, meaning mild cases that previously went undetected are now being counted. So the southern United States are also having huge spikes in cases. I have to tell you from my experience, some of these are not mild. I am getting people with shortness of breath calling in that I have to send to the hospital. So they're not all mild. But these positivity rates, that's exactly what unfortunately can be skewing the numbers. You have people being told that somebody at work has COVID, they need to go get tested. So they go get tested and they're positive, like, well, I didn't know. I feel fine. So now you have all these people, in order to go back to work, getting tested, yeah, the rates are going up. So in Sweden, their expert said that they've had a fall in deaths, hospital admissions, ICU admissions, and that the outbreak is actually retreating and not getting worse. Now, you know, Sweden has been very, very, you know, adamant about not letting their economy fall. But the World Health Organization is looking at Armenia, Moldova, North Macedonia, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, Albania, Bosnia, Kyrgyzstan, Ukraine, Kosovo, and Sweden. Because they think there's a resurgence. The 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this isn't the first time it's been brought up, but it is moving closer than it ever has. And Washington, D.C. is about to be voted on by the House of Representatives for it to move forward to becoming a state. Now, the District of Columbia was established in, I believe, 1800. 1 year after George Washington died. George Washington died in 1799. And the District of Columbia was named District of Columbia, or Washington, D.C., named after George Washington, who got to pick the place of the capital, and Columbia, or Christopher Columbus. Now, Christopher Columbus at the time was a very, very patriotic figure because Christopher Columbus had found America, supposedly. And so Columbus was somebody heralded as a political figure that was a political icon of America being established. I believe he was also a slave owner. So the name, the movement to remove his name from the Washington, D.C. has been going on for a while. If Washington, D.C. becomes a state, they're going to change the name completely. And it is going to be called Washington, Washington Douglas Commonwealth. So it's Washington, but Douglas Commonwealth, named after Frederick Douglass. Now, Frederick Douglass, I apologize, my nose is running. Frederick Douglass was an abolitionist. He was an activist, a social reformer, speaker, very well revered, and a huge figure in helping get slavery abolished. So they feel it's the most appropriate to, if they do rename the state, or establish a state of Washington, D.C., that it become the Douglas Commonwealth. Now, what exactly is happening here? So, from what I understand, the House is going to vote on it, and they will pass that Washington, D.C. becomes a state. The Republican-held Senate is going to probably decline it. And you need a 60-senator majority. Donald Trump has already said it's not going to happen. Why? Why would people be against Washington, D.C. becoming a state? Well, because now it adds extra senators. It would add extra congressmen. And people feel that Washington, D.C. would then add a couple extra votes against the Republicans within Congress. Now, somebody had said that Hawaii was originally thought to be more Republican and Alaska more Democrat, and that kind of switched. Alaska usually votes more Republican and Hawaii votes more Democrat, but my guess is Washington, D.C., you know, would probably be leaning Democrat. So, that's why the Republicans would not be excited to have a 51st state. Moreover, you have a 51st state, now you change the flag. You change the flag, a lot of people are concerned about the flag going away. Now, you know, if we're bringing in more states, we're going to have to add more stars. But it's a movement that many in the country are not excited about. Would it even go anywhere? Well, we believe it will if Joe Biden wins the election. If Joe Biden wins the election, he has already tweeted, D.C. needs to become a state, pass it on. Because Pete Buttigieg had tweeted that. So there's this movement of passing it on and trying to get the word out for Washington, D.C. to become its own state. Now, they have, Washington, D.C. has about 760,000 people. So it wouldn't be the biggest state, but they technically have enough people and to have representatives. And I believe they would get two senators, and then I forget how many congressmen. Somebody suggested they'd get three congressmen. I'm not entirely sure. So even though a lot of people think it's not going to go anywhere this summer, it may definitely go somewhere, depending on what happens in the fall. And they believe that if the Democrats get control of the Senate, between the Senate and Joe Biden, if Joe Biden was president, then Washington, D.C. would become a state. One of you had told me that Joe Biden said that we lost 120 million people in America to COVID. Yes, he had another gaffe. I don't understand, you know, why he's, you know, not getting his numbers right. I think he's either very, very nervous, not a good public speaker, inexperienced, which I don't think are any of those because he's been in politics for a long time. But I think he's having some little memory lapses. And so it is concerning, you know, I mean, yeah, everybody makes jokes and, you know, Donald Trump says things and people make jokes and all that, but it's no joke when, you know, this happens over and over and over again. And so as a medical professional, I would recommend everybody gets their heads checked, okay? Just everybody, all right? Just last thing we need is any sort of, you know, memory lapses or cognitive deficits, especially with everything going on in this country. Now, the national anthem is under fire. It's been under fire for a while, and we've talked about this yesterday, because the national anthem, even though it has nothing to do with the Revolutionary War, it has to do with the War of 1812, Francis Scott Key, who wrote the national anthem, was a fought for the rights of slave owners. He was an attorney. And I think he also owned slaves himself. I have to double check that. So when you have somebody who wrote the song, and it's a song we've been using now for hundreds of years, who has ties to slavery, not a lot of people are taking it well. Unfortunately, it getting ugly. I mean, I posted on Facebook, and I wanted to start the conversation, make people aware, because I'm hearing that they want to use the song Imagine from John Lennon to replace the national anthem. There's this movement. There's a couple petitions out there for other songs, but what's making headlines is John Lennon's, I don't know, it's like, imagine all the people, something, living life in peace. I don't know. But anyway, that, it's supposed to be a very, very, like, peaceful, lovey-dovey song. That's not what anthems are. Okay, anthems are like, oh, Canada. I mean, they're just like really, I don't even know if the Canada, you know, anthem is very scary or whatever. But anthems are supposed to be very like, you know, they're supposed to be percussion. There's got to be drums. There has to be. So anyway, I was a little nervous about the John Lennon. Mind you, John Lennon was a very gifted songwriter, singer, all right? The Beatles, very cool. But that, again, the British also, I don't know how that works for those people who are still upset about taxation without representation. In fact, people are so upset about taxation without representation, that's why D.C. may become a state. So, not really sure if we want a British written song as the anthem. But I had put it on Facebook, going, guys, if this does happen, what song would you choose? And boy, were people mad. People were not only mad about the national anthem, you know, but they were mad that I would even allow a conversation to exist about what song would replace it. And I get that. I get it. I knew it was going to stir some controversy. But I want people thinking and I want people aware. All right. For those of us out there that go, look, you know, we were born during times where whatever was history, it doesn't get changed. You don't change the Bible. You don't change laws. You don't change, yeah, maybe you add amendments, things like that, you know, but whatever was decreed, that's just how things go. And that's not happening now. Everything's getting changed. So many things are getting redefined. And before you know, if you're not paying attention to the changes or to people who feel hurt by, you know, they're supporting a country. I mean, if you look at the other side, you know, do they want to stand and, you know, and honor a song that was written by a slave owner? I mean, I don't know how much longer the national anthem's going to last. Whether I want the national anthem to stay or not, I don't see how, with the way things are going, it is going to last. And so when people kind of put their head in the sand, like, we're not going to talk about it, we're not even going to entertain the subject, we're not going to, okay, you guys are the ones that are unfortunately going to get surprised when these changes happen. So you might want to be a part of the conversation now, all right? And, you know, your silence is not necessarily what makes things happen. It's what makes other things happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.